Module 2. How is electricity generated and distributed? Unit 3. Electric motors and generators. Activity 6.
Hi, everybody. So far, we have talked about the electric motor, its main parts and functions. Now I would like to have a look at the simplest DC motor possible. The stator provides a constant magnetic field, and the armature, which is the rotating part, is a simple coil. The armature is connected to a DC power source through a pair of commutator rings. When the current flows through the coil, an electromagnetic force is induced on it, so the coil will start to rotate. As the coil rotates, the commutator rings connect to the power source of opposite polarity. As a result, on the left side of the coil, the electricity will always flow away, and on the right side, it will always flow towards. This ensures that the torque action is also in the same direction of the motion, so the motor will continue rotating. When the coil is nearly perpendicular to the magnetic flux, the torque action nears zero. As a result, there will be irregular motion if you run such a motor. To overcome this problem, a second loop is added to the rotor with a separate commutator pair for it. In this arrangement, when the first loop is in the vertical position, the second loop will be connected to the power source, so a motor force is always present in the system. And the more loops you have, the smoother the rotor rotation will be. In a practical motor, the armature loops are fitted inside slots of highly permeable steel layers that enhance the interaction of the magnetic flux. That's all, folks. Next time we are going to talk about electric motor types and their applications. Check the website because we will put some resources online.